This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
All right, good day, listeners. Welcome to the Foodie on Paper podcast. It's me, the El Maestro, Mr. Awani, Ayibafe Awani, Ifie, man of many names, fine boy forever. And with me in the studio, I've got Tayo Okunuga. Tayo, how are you doing?
I'm very good, man, but I have a question for you, man.
Yes, it's that kind of podcast. Proceed.
Like, why, though? Like, why are you calling yourself the L King?
Well, two things. You know, I support Liverpool. Yeah. They start with the letter L, and, you know, we're losing games.
Yeah, things have not been good lately.
Things have been bad. I think you need to just call a spade a spade.
Why, though? Why? What?
No goals. Today we have goals, but no defending. I'm sorry, I kind of...
I don't know, that doesn't mean you should call yourself the L King. You have so many names, it's still, man. Damn.
So many names, Abi. I mean the L King, you understand? You can tell I'm in a very joyous mood this wonderful day. I don't know what to say, listeners. Listeners, what do I do? Please.
I think this is the worst I've seen if you're in the studio, man.
No.
This is not the worst.
City 1-0 Leicester.
We didn't record that time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's go for a break.
All right.
Hello and welcome to So His Corner. Happy New Year. I don't think I've talked to you guys this year, so Happy New Year. Women's football has started like quick and fast already, and straight up to the Women's Super League. Firstly, last week, Arsenal Women played Reading Women. It was very, very disappointing. You would expect a lot of goals and stuff like that, but the game ended 1-1. I think with that result, it's safe to say that the title is over. Like the title race for Arsenal is over. They have even dropped to the non-Champions League spot. And that's really bad, because this is a team that won the league 2 seasons ago. They had a blip last season, but people were like, okay, the season didn't finish, so it's possible they could have still qualified for the Champions League. And whilst it still hasn't finished, and they still have a shot, because the top three qualify for Champions League and they're fourth right now, it's not looking good. Like, their performances are not convincing. You have Ole Miedema playing well. Joe Montero is making the wrong selections. It's just a lot of things, like, going on, and you're just like, what can happen? Like, before, Arsenal women were only losing to the big teams. Now, they're performing badly against teams like, I think it was Birmingham. They won that match, but it was such a poor performance. Against Reading, it was a draw, but it was so poor. They conceded early on. The defense was looking shaky. They had to rely on Miedema once again to get the equalizer. I feel like this is not... WSL has started to get so much talent in, and this is not... Arsenal women cannot continue to do hero ball with Miedema. Very soon, if they do back-to-back seasons without Champions League, Miedema loves the club. She lives and breathes Arsenal women right now. But she's going to have her sights set on things. Lyon could come calling, and I think it's sad, but it's. I think the title race is over. I think now they should just be pursuing that third spot, because it's almost looking like first and second is locked down, either Chelsea or United. But people expect Chelsea to win, because first of all, even on paper, they are the best in the league. Leah Galton has been on form for United, so she could be the one to cause an upset, you know, and try and... Well, two things, but Chelsea women have not lost a game in like how many games? I can't really remember the record. I don't think they've lost a WSL game since like 2019 and we're in 2021. So I think everyone's money is on Chelsea women. Even when they face the big team, they always find a way to get a result. They always find a way to somehow like push through. So yeah, I think it's almost Chelsea's title to lose right now. And I also think people don't trust United because they're still a new team. And also, Man City have really improved. Because at the beginning of the season, people were like, Man City are going to drop down. They're not doing really great. But they've produced back-to-back impressive results. 7 goals each in their last 2 matches. That's ridiculous. Like, that's actually ridiculous. And that's something. They had 7-0 against Aston Villa. 7-1 against Brighton and Hove Albion. And it's surprising because Brighton aren't that bad. You would say Aston Villa, they're quite weak, newly promoted side. Still, you know. But Brighton, they have experience in this top flight. So it's really crazy. Like, Man City are on fire. That's why it's looking really bad for Arsenal. Because it's like City, like, you're going up and Arsenal women are going down, and it's they were second before the start of the year. Now they are fourth after two game weeks, but they didn't play the game today because it was a snow day, so they postponed it. So hopefully, maybe with this game in hand, if it's a win, Arsenal women can go up. But we don't know. It's not looking the best. It's not looking the best for them. I think everybody is on Chelsea to win. That's just how it's looking. So yeah, then of course we go to D1. So D1, usual suspects doing usual suspect things. But then again, I have to say, because of, you know, remember the game that Paris Saint-Germain women won Lyon. That's what's still keeping them on top of the table. That's what, like, the unbeaten run that Paris Saint-Germain ended is what is keeping them on top of the table. And if they don't draw points anywhere else, that might be the deciding factor, and Paris Saint-Germain might actually win the league instead of Olympique Lyonnais. That would be such a huge feat. And people also have them, if possible, to meet in the semi-finals or the finals. And people are saying, and I understand that, because people are saying that, okay, they already have that, we can win Lyon. So they're going to obviously try and do it. Because Paris Saint-Germain is still unbeaten in the league. Lyon has 1 loss, and that's to Paris Saint-Germain. So it's Paris Saint-Germain is on 37 points. Lyon is on 36. So it's fight to the end in D1. It's fight to the end in D1, and it's really getting heated, because those are like two of the best teams in my opinion in club football women. I think those are the two teams. When you're talking about the best women teams, Lyon, Paris Saint-Germain, you think of VfL Wolfsburg, you think of Chelsea right now are in the conversation, I have to say. So it's looking, D1 is looking like a proper title race between the two best teams. So I'm looking to see how that will be. Yeah, so yeah. For women's Bundesliga, it's almost like Penile Harder not being there is kind of like affecting them. That's what people are saying, but I don't necessarily think so, because like Wolfsburg are also like, they're capable of still winning the league, and they're not that far off. Personally, but Bayern women are on a different, on another level, and it's just funny because you're seeing different people fighting for the top in this league. You're seeing Man United trying to fight for a league title. You're seeing Bayern trying to displace Wolfsburg. You're seeing Paris Saint-Germain trying to displace Lyon. It's just crazy. At first, it was looking like Atletico was also trying to displace Barcelona women, but it didn't last for long, and Barcelona women are back. But it's not like a blowout lead that there's no title race, and I think that's the beauty of it. Like, I see the leagues are improving, they're investing in talent, because you have Barcelona on 36 points, then you have Real Madrid on 31, Atletico de Madrid on 31, and you have Levante on 31 as well. That's actually not too bad. So it's not like other years where you see the gap between teams almost be 8 or 7, or it's actually almost be like 8, 7, 9, like between maybe first, second and third will almost be 10. So it's much more competitive, and I think that's the beauty of the game. Looking forward to the UWCL draws that are coming next month. We need to see how the round of 16 is going to go. When the draws come out, definitely talk about it next time. So yeah, that's basically what's been on football, women's football recently. So hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for thank you.
I want more of you, Van Dijk, hey Lord. That is not funny, man. See, I come in here with in a prayerful mood. I say, what's going to happen is that boy needs to receive instant healing, instantaneous healing, because I don't know what's going on again. He's in Dubai. I see him walking up and down. Let him wear boots. Give him shin guard. Don't tell me that. Give him shin guard.
Okay, let's start hot topics, huh? Since you're already shouting about your team, man. Since the podcast is about Liverpool, right? What's going on, man?
It's a defensive malaise. That's what's going on. There's just...
Defense. I mean, but today, you can talk about scoring too, because but today, about the match against Manchester United, you hadn't scored in
the league. What you call a renewable energy team, do you understand? Just recycle.
But what does that mean?
We recycle the ball frequently.
Okay.
That's why, you know, you have Genoa now, doing more than guys recycling. Now it seems that, you know, Mane, Salah, Firmino, they seem to have caught the green bug from the midfielders, because nothing has been happening in front till today. Firmino, you know, tried today, collected 2 assists.
Yeah.
Shout out to Milner that left that ball for him. All those idea boys now, when they collect ball, they turn it on your own. See, my team is just turning on your own right now. They need to get it. This is where coaching needs to come in. They need to coach themselves. They keep giving me example of when Dortmund were doing rubbish, when they bought Chiro Immobile and they not do a first half of the season. And then second half, Aubameyang moved to 9. They got out relegation zone. I'm trying to win the league. I need that second half form.
So what can Klopp change now? You said you've talked about his Dortmund days in his third season, or how he changed things.
Need to give all of them punch. Hot blow. I'm very serious.
So you say you should beat them. I don't know.
Okay, relax. Relax. May not be them. But anybody who needs some talking to, sit down with them. Understand? Call them one-on-one. Talk to them.
This is psychological.
It's psychological, because we are looking to see. It's not as if you can point to a general just dysfunction in the team. It's just some things are just going bad in certain moments. You know, bad moments, bad decisions. And ultimately, that's how football is won these days, you know. You have a lot of possession, but you need that one moment that's going to get you that one goal or that one on goal, you know. Shade to Arsenal. No, be only me go carry this energy today.
Well, you don't get. I'm happy. I'm not like joyous or something. But like, it's the FA Cup, but 1-14. Like, I can chill. You get. I can let the other team win it and come back next season. You understand?
Because it's short for you like that now.
I mean, at my worst, that's why I win. Okay. So, like,
you see why I don't like to record podcast with this man. Talk. No Allah.
Spurs next.
Now me come here, come record now. Insult.
If you don't come, we don't go record.
Now insult.
No be insult.
I come here just chop. Now insult.
Are you seeing this as see finish?
No, so at my worst now, what time they win? I didn't win nothing. I'll be. Now what time they try to talk with that? Because I don't come out. No, now.
You're bringing back your banter days. That's what you're bringing back.
You will bring back your banter days.
My banter days was like 8 weeks ago when it was in far.
Please say something else.
All right, so like. Tottenham next. What are you expecting?
By the grace of God, I expect that.
Because it's possibly be the same challenge and even worse right now because you're facing a team that normally, you know, block, sit back.
I'm playing Mario Brothers FC. That's a very potent force.
Luigi and,
Luigi and Mario. Who will be Luigi? Will be Mario for that combination? I see him.
We have to give some Luigi. Man.
Yeah,
because it's like more ulti.
Mario not the main guy. People with it. I don't have a prayer now. Maybe somebody just, you know, little hamstring niggle. Any niggles here and there, you call.
They won't play the Wycombe game, man. Both of them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Ah. What was that? Is this why you started podcast to tell us the obvious? I don't understand.
I'm dissing you.
You put out there.
No, you said a little nibble or something. That's what you said, Davi. So I was just portraying for you.
People bundled up. He scored outside. They are inside their house drinking hot cocoa.
Yeah.
They might not even travel, sir. Please. Anything I come up from that game, I collect and like that.
My point is the changes that you're trying to see. Like, what can make you excited? Let them be more exciting,
just more incisiveness. Mm. I didn't see enough of that today. I wish that I saw them take more shots on goal. Mm. I wish they took more risks as well. Yeah. Because I feel like United took more, they had more, I don't say riskier guys. They had riskier guys, you know, very risky. And it showed.
Yeah, 3-2. Won the game. When is Klopp going to win it at Old Trafford? Like, he has one more chance still this season.
Where?
At Old Trafford now in the league.
Tani.
Liverpool. Now. Liverpool still have to go to Old Trafford in the league now.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So will he do it then?
Next question, please.
Okay, my last question for Liverpool. Are you guys going to sign Mustafa? Like Klopp, like he's available, man. Just. Guy, come in, man.
Try not to imagine this guy.
Too violent now. Why did he punch me? Well, you need CB, Abi.
I punch when you. I punch you. You did lie now. Say, I punch you.
When I need CB. Yeah.
We need CB, yes.
You need CB. Yeah, sign Mustafi now. Come on, he's available. Yeah?
Show me available. I go deaf
you. Mustafi don't go make the mistake when Rhys Williams make.
We don't know that.
I said
we don't know that.
Mustafi don't go make
we don't know that.
Mustafi reading the game. Come on.
Oh,
quality CV like why did they behave like this?
Reader's Club. My friend, please, next question.
Are you guys inside the center back?
No, they said there's no money. We should, but they said there's no money. I mean, Rhys Williams
is glaring now.
Rhys Williams, small sample size, he had a few good games, but he didn't show anything that was, you know, setting him out as the next Maldini or whatever. Mm. So you know that he's still
next Carragher.
He's still along.
Pipe, yeah. Keep going,
I don't really take insults for my legend. Please don't do that again. You know, like, last time I could clear you. Don't do that again. Where was I? So
he's a good pundit.
Yes. In that you just need to start to spit on small children. I'm not gonna allow you to leave that thing down. Jamie, you be pipe, man. Why you spit on top of that small picking?
Yeah, keep going, man.
So they need to sign a CB, but they can't. Mm. Or they say they can't. I mean, there's a COVID debt that's hitting all the clubs right now. Mm. They can't sign a CB. So I guess all
the loan one now.
They can't loan a CB either. We don't know why. So I guess Rhys Williams and what's his face? The other guy, Nat.
Phillips.
They're going to have to, you know, step up to the plate while all these guys are out. I mean, honestly, I didn't want to believe it, but today is the 24th, and it seems like our starting CBs are Nat Williams, Nathaniel Phillips, and Rhys Williams to the end of the season. Everybody,
your only fit CBs.
Sorry, only fit CBs. Sorry, my bad. Okay. But that's our situation. I think Liverpool fans need to accept their lot right now. and just get behind the team. Nobody's coming
but
in.
But this could affect you in the long run.
How?
I mean, it told today.
I think
defensively,
we need to start adjusting our expectations for the league. I think we expect at least, you know, to win something. But now I think we should just look at qualifying for the Champions League.
Wow, top four.
Yes.
Okay, that's big. That's big. Let's talk about the champions. They got knocked out. It seems Willian and Pepe, it seems they want to remain on the bench. Like, they just want to be idea boys. You understand? Like, that's dead. That's
yeah,
chill.
Shout out to the idea boy idea hashtag. Boys. And I love what's coming on. You know, my boy Thiago, a trendsetter. So he's out there, you know. That's why I like him. Very good player.
Yeah, so like, Willian and Pepe.
And well, that Willian, they right now looking like Yahoo Plus Plus.
Yeah.
And
that Arsenal put on themselves.
Yes, I think the Arsenal fans in Nigeria need to step up. You know, they're not praying enough.
Yeah,
they don't cover their team, their team and their directors and the backroom staff. You know, management with the blood of Jesus, because that's why you see Willian and they sign on. See, on a 3-year deal.
Yeah,
3 years. If it's 2 years now, you're even reasoning 1 year.
He has 877 days to his contract to finish.
Amazing. That's done, man. Pepe, I think they're stuck with him. They're not going to be able to move a player of his caliber with the amount he was bought for. Relax, let me finish. They're not going to be able to move a player of his caliber. I think caliber is the wrong word. Of his price tag or of his price level during the summer because of the
I think you can use caliber too. Because like, if teams look, okay, what is Pepe going to bring us? Like, why are Arsenal trying to sell him? Think about it. Like, what is Pepe going to give us? They'll be like, no, this is not a caliber of player. So you're correct for using caliber.
Yeah, so they can't just move unless they're ready to make a significant loss on Pepe. On what they go coach.
My point now is why they should be them two players, they should be the opportunities they're getting, like especially in, okay now
they're getting no so many FA minutes, man.
I'm not saying no more FA Cup, but they should be like trying to push out Bukayo Saka and Smith Rowe.
Push where?
But that's what you see. What I'm saying, you're saying push where. My point right now is they're not trying at all. They're not even showing any zeal.
And we hear that Martin Odegaard is coming to, you know, assure some people their place on the belt on the bench rather.
You get my point. So
with all that thing, they always say some guys they will need seatbelts. Necessary, very necessary.
But it doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what we say, man. That's how football works. And now, Arsenal's job is probably to try and get these older players to try and, you know, keep the younger ones on their toes and be good mentors to them. Because it doesn't seem like they can actually be actual, like, first teamers in the sense of it. They're just off it right now. Poor.
What can be done? What can, like, change for them? What can motivate them? Let's use the word motivation.
Well, for one, I hope their contract is, you know, incentive-based and it's not just giving them money. If not, they're going to remain like this for a while.
Standpoint, yeah.
Aside from that, I don't know if there's anything else, man. I mean, during this COVID period, you can't even say you want to send them to go and play with the under-23s because of the bubbles and all that.
Actually, our bubbles are close together, so we can always send them there.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But just have to coach, man. I hope for the best. Right now, that's what Arteta is doing. He's sticking.
Just hope for the best.
It's really, there's really nothing to do, man.
Willian, Pepe, come on.
If we
Eddie Nketiah as well, yeah.
If it was a regular season, you would have probably like, you know, transfer rumors, all them things. But if you notice, the rumors are not exactly flying. Yeah. If you do, Seth, we just call it flat. Yeah,
what are you saying?
Fat liar.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see how it goes for Arsenal, man. City, they're just too strong.
I mean, City, no. I mean, we didn't start a podcast to be talking about how they are going to qualify from fourth round of FA Cup. That's not why we started this podcast.
But
there
was a scare now, are we?
Were you scared? I don't understand.
There was, you know, just a little shaking, long throws, you know.
If Pep was not scared, why should I be scared? Someone that was sitting down. Compose your 100.
Are they the team now? Are they the team like we should look up to now? Are they the team that, you know, are most likely going to win the league? Or let's just say favorites.
Who is still in the league cup, please? Let's find out.
Those Tottenham, the only team that beat them.
Yeah. As it stands now, like this, that treble that Guardiola is looking for is looking very, very likely because.
When you say treble, are you including Champions League or
They've always been in the conversation for that every year. Yeah. I mean, you can't count them out. Just with the quality of the talent at his disposal, you know, you always feel like City might have a shot. But this guy is relentless, man. Another year, probably one trophy minimum. Mm. Bare minimum, man. Mm. This guy, he continues at this pace, man. He's going to be the GOAT, like greater than the GOAT.
And the funny thing is, like, he's not even playing with the striker yet. So that's it.
No striker. And striker. You know Aguero is going to be back soon. You know. Aguero still hasn't hit 20 goals this season, Abi. No. He's coming back.
You say he's coming back.
20 might be a bit of a stretch, but let's just say 15.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Let's take a break, man.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, back from our break. I think Ifeanyi should be okay now with all the heartbreak he has gone through in the past few weeks. Hey, how's your FPL doing, Sam? Your FPL okay? Do you have Liverpool players in your FPL?
I think you take a lot of gratification from making me unhappy. That's why you decided
to... Questions, not, okay? It's just questions.
Why can't you ask me different questions?
Yeah, the one I was saying, this is not a Liverpool podcast. I'm asking you a Liverpool question now. Eh? You're telling me you're dodging them.
FPL, we're looking on to next season.
Is it?
I feel like I might take my sabbatical next season.
Cut them. You always say that every time. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's talk Serie A now. Atalanta, they did a beautiful job. Why am I saying that? Oh, I kind of support Inter. They did a beautiful job. They beat AC Milan 3-0 at the San Siro. And AC Milan, they had the senior men up front, the Mandzukic.
First things first, I just want to say Papu Gomez must be really annoyed that his niggas are winning without him.
Yeah.
Number one, but what can he do?
That's very weird, like, because I'm sure he'll be thinking, like, yeah, do him if he's easy.
I guess ultimately, I think, what's his name, Gasperini, will be very happy that he's been able to get results without Papu Gomez, because I'm sure he was starting to see an over reliance on his captain, his 10, because he's very much the creative linchpin of the entire side. Last season, I think he contributed to almost Mickey level number of goals. You remember that Dortmund season, yeah?
Yeah,
he's all around everywhere. So,
even as a coach, goals, but him on the pitch alone.
Yes, as a coach, you'd be very happy that player is doing well. But then when it starts to result into C finish, you know, you want to be able to get the boys to be part of that collective, you know, play as a whole, as a unit. And they've shown there were some hiccups at first, but, you know, Ilicic has come back from his little papa. Back, you know, scoring goals with flashiness. Zapata is also doing brilliant Zapata things. Doing Zapata. I'm very, very, very happy. And I would say pleasantly surprised that they beat Inter Milan, especially by the scoreline. AC Milan, I'm so sorry. I think Zlatan missed a very, very good chance in that game.
Yeah. Like, what happened to them, AC Milan?
AC Milan, I think they're about to lose one. This is their second loss, yes?
Yeah, are they showing their true colors now? Is it time to abuse their... Has the bubble burst? I don't think it has burst.
I think it's just, you know, they've had two off games the entire season. It has to be allowed.
Yeah.
Now we just have to see whether, you know, they can get the wins and just get back into their rhythm again, because true mark of champions is always, you know, being able to get back in that groove after a loss. So let's see if they can do that.
They're still top of the league, and that's because Inter failed to beat Udinese. Why? Like, Inter, every time, like, they have a chance to, like, go to top of the table, they also, you know,
but we see this, the Spurs. We see this happen a lot in the Italian league, where you have, like, a leader, and then someone's always failing to take their chance to go top. I don't know why that happens a lot in their league. Because I don't say it doesn't happen in the English Premier League, but I mean, just passing interest or passing knowledge just feels like this also happens a lot in Serie A.
Yeah.
But Inter definitely, and Inter had this problem for a while now, I think past 2-3 seasons, you know, because they've had Rom and Big Rom is second season now. And last season, you felt like they failed to capitalize whenever Juve had a slip up, and they still haven't been able to get out of their system. We also see that Antonio Conte isn't just getting his defensive things right this season. It's been very hit and miss when it comes to, you know, their defense. I feel like it's also been chopping a lot at the back. Inter.
They're not convincing you. That's it.
They're starting to look a little bit, you know, Casper like.
Why though? Like, I mean, with what went on last season, shouldn't they like build experience from that? You understand? Like, step up from that, man. Why are they still in the same?
This experience thing now, it'd be like all them idea boy things as well. Now, all of them, they're the same family. Because sometimes now, your experienced people now will just, you know.
You know
on one side note, on what cheerleaders, they wear face masks for basketball.
They go show their true colors.
Matching face mask style.
Why are you talking about basketball?
No, no. I did distracted. I cannot be distracted again. I don't understand. Anyway.
I don't understand. Is this what Liverpool has done to you? What's going on? What's happening?
You know, they see their matching face mask.
I don't see anything. The TV is not even on. What's wrong with you?
No. Antonio Conte needs to fix up, man. The hallmark of all his winning teams has always been good defense.
Okay.
So when you see an Antonio Conte team that isn't defending well, you start to question whether or not they can win something.
This midweek is the Coppa Italia quarterfinals with AC Milan. Let's see how that goes. Milan derby.
Derby de Milano.
That's what they call it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Matt, thanks for that. Yeah. Idiot.
I don't know what's wrong with you. Yeah, so aggressive.
Juve back to winning ways, man. What do you think about Weston McKennie, man?
Oh, my God. Baller of life. I like him. All action. Box to box, in a make run away, person not even reason.
Liverpool could do with him.
I don't allow you. In look better. See, I always feel like, you've known this about me for a while now, but let me just say two sentences on that.
Yeah.
There's always certain positions that I feel like, even though we have very good players in those positions, it feels like we could do better than them. First off, I'll tell you, Gini Wijnaldum and Bobby Firmino. I love them. Lovely players, you know, the fan favorites. But you always felt like you can get someone that just brings that little bit extra in those positions. Now, maybe we try to do that with Minamino and then maybe Cottage coming up and then Thiago in that midfield especially. But it's been shown this season that they're still very important. But anyway, that's how Weston McKennie, lovely player, you know. He's on loan from Schalke. I feel like Schalke wants to do a deal for him, especially because, you know, they'll be dropping into the
Bundesliga 2.
Yeah. I mean, no hope for them.
Nice.
Oh, now they see me. Are they wink?
Are they wink?
Nothing for them because they play Bayern today, resounding defeats. But yeah. So
let's just enter Bundesliga like that. You have started already.
We'll enter that side. Yeah, man.
Bayern, 4 new winners expected. Kimmich, 3 assists. Hat trick of assists, man.
As far as you go, know that let the real Trent stand up.
Shading his player, oh my god.
Joshua Kimmich, always been a top talent. I've known that from time, you know. Always very, you know, good on the ball, doesn't lose the ball a lot. And he always like, he shows a lot.
He won't take 18 crosses and not get one.
Eh? Exactly, 3 assists, you know. Very good player.
He won't lose the ball 18 times.
But in all seriousness, though, Bayern, man, what the hell?
Yeah, but why are we talking about Bayern? It's just bad. Leipzig, we're meant to chase them, man. And their results so far.
Mercy.
I mean, they lost to Mainz, lost on the table.
All I can tell you is this, the way the German ownership rules are set up, man, none of these other teams are going to be able to compete with Bayern unless they get a huge injection of money.
Are you telling me injection of money should help Leipzig beat Mainz? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know what to say at this point because they're just why do they keep just...
This has to be more than money now.
So you think there's a bottling mentality?
Yes,
I mean,
that's where I'm going to. Yes. Yes.
But you know that, you know, that's what I'm saying now. I feel like if you're a bottling team, yeah, sometimes the money helps because you feel like, man, they spend money on my head. I need to score goals. I need to win titles. And it just creates...
It has to be more than that now, because look at Timo Werner now.
What happened to Timo Werner?
Look at his run. I mean, what, he's gone, what, 12, 13 games without...
Oh, no, that's just because he's at Chelsea, man. There's a striker's cost there. That's not on anybody. That's just... It's what's... The, I don't... If you listen to this podcast, you know that we are fairly superstitious. And if you don't believe that there's a striker's cost in some certain clubs, then I don't know what to tell you again.
It's already number 11.
Football is actually... See, football is played in the physical and in the spiritual. If you don't know, you don't know. Shout out to Yakubu's miss at the World Cup. If you don't think that's nothing, something in the occultic realm, you know, then I don't know what to tell you again.
It's all good. It's all good. Still, yeah, still on Leipzig, man. I just feel they're a bottling team, man. That's how I feel, man.
So nobody's going to challenge Bayern in that league?
Right now, okay. Possibly Mönchengladbach, maybe. Because those ones are still growing. They beat Dortmund.
But wait, you see, but wait, let me tell you something. You know why I say they need the money? Yeah. Fine, we have one or two challengers that are going to come up this season. They might not win the league, yes. Okay. But we feel like, okay, fine, they're able to keep the players that they have and add to that squad. Recently, and add to that squad, they can do well in the next season and maybe try and win the title. But you just watch all these good teams now. Mm-hmm. Watch all the good players they have and watch how one or two players from there are going to want to get deals. I mean, or they're going to get deals to...
Bayern want to sign up for Mekano as well.
Starting to happen. So what's going to happen? You can't break this dominance without funds.
I get your point there. My point that, now is, no matter the funds you bring in there, no matter the players you bring in, to instill mentality, like, is a different ball game entirely.
Yeah.
Understand? Again, Chelsea fans don't think I'm like hitting on them or anything, but I'm going back to Chelsea again.
I mean,
they brought in all these players, eh?
I will tell you this, and Timo Werner's quality would definitely have been very, very invaluable to Red Bull this season.
Yes, no, most definitely, no. Most definitely. But there's a possibility that if he was in that game yesterday on Saturday, they will have probably still lost that game. You get my point. This one is like they're used to the, oh, we're challenging, or oh, can you believe we started just 10 years ago and we're here today? I think they have not left that era, that they're still in that bubble, that, oh my God, look at where we are now. They have not moved on to,
man,
oh, we're a big club now, oh, we're a Champions League club now.
I mean,
understand what I'm saying?
I'm going to use a good example, case in point, man. You look at Rangers with in the Scottish League and how they were able to keep hold of certain key players, and you can see how it's really benefited them this season. Fine, I mean, Gerrard's real test is going to be trying to, after winning the league, it's going to be trying to, you know, keep them in that league to win the league again next season while losing key players, because that's something that Celtic have always had to deal with, you know, that outgoing of them, of their star players.
I
perform well. So I'm going to use that as an example for all the other top leagues where you have a dominance currently going on.
Okay.
Other teams in and around that, you know, championship bubble just can't get in because they keep losing players. And football is all about building a rhythm, you know, big team sports, even any kind of sport really, but especially team sports needs to be in a good rhythm, whether it's for 2 or 3 years. That's why they say league titles are not won in in one season, you know.
Yes.
Things that happened the season before, even the season before that, very influential. I mean, you can see that Leicester's dramatic relegation surviving season kind of led, that vibe just led to them winning. Obviously, nobody expected them to win, but they just carried on with that, you know, one game at a time, and they won the league.
Okay, I get you. Quickly before we go on the break, Dortmund, we shouldn't expect anything from them this season, man.
Yeah, nothing, man.
It's just done, man.
I think maybe their best bet is probably the DFB Pokal because of Bayern's very dramatic.
Are they not out?
Dortmund out?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
I don't think they're out.
We'll check.
We'll have to check. If we're wrong, listeners, let us know.
We're going to check.
We don't have coconut head.
Break time. All right. Yeah, what were we talking about? These people, Dortmund, yeah, they're still in the poker. So you're right now. I'm still in the pokal.
Fortuna confound goals, me.
hopefully they win it for their fans. We'll see how it goes. But, quickly, before I wrap up, let's talk La Liga, man. Yeah. The Madrid fans were shouting David Bertoni.
Who be that?
That's the assistant coach. Guy has COVID. Zidane has COVID. So he wasn't on the touchline.
So we're seeing that one, the other one, the second.
They won 4-1 now, so they were happy. So they were like, this is their real coach. There's no Zidane there.
No problem now. Give him the job now. You see why? Thank God say fan no be manager. We fan no be owner of team. If no problem, God did. You see why all of one are they mumu yourselves around the world. We feel like when I come at me at Fine Boy Forever, not even a fit talk, when I fit to. They mumu yourself. Oh yeah, now give the second the job now. Thank God say on a day in charge of the club, when they run the club. Oh, football fans. Now one game now, you go use give person job based on waiting.
I mean that they're angry because of the
idea.
The super
You won't go carry idea manager. Put inside.
Yeah, you win 4-1 now. Idea. The Bertoni, man. Top manager. But you can understand.
For a pass, Oh, Lord.
But you can understand why their frustration after they lost in the Super Cup.
Are they good? They're not good now. If they're a good team, they would have won. But they didn't win. So they should suck it up.
They didn't win because Bertoni is not coaching the team.
But I made Bertoni win league now. Ah, God. Oh, they stress me.
Now, Bertoni first match with this, I didn't win.
Okay. Is it that no winning first match?
I'm not sure if he win in first
he
match.
He win in first match. Mo better.
You won better?
Mo better.
You sure?
I'm not sure, but Mo better.
I don't remember.
I win this bet. Carry on. Please, all these guys, they be pretenders, man. I'm talking about Barcelona, I'm talking about Real Madrid, man. Mm-hmm. People are out here, 7 goals. They never even concede double digits. What, 7? They played 17 games.
I think they are playing.
Balling. Diego Simeone is in that spirit again. When he don't tap into the what's it called? What's they call that thing for Marvel Universe? The All-Father. In the inside, the All-Father.
What's with that?
Sauce. That Odin sauce. You understand? Okay. Yeah. You know, 7 goals.
They should be favorites right now. They're not underdogs, so they're not
the team that defends best, man. You know how it is.
Not necessarily.
Usually they come second. But this time, we're seeing different things. This is a Coro.
I think they are winning. That's the difference. Like, it's not just 0-0.
Yeah.
They're winning their games, man. And Luis Suarez has been a big factor in that.
Of course, now Luis Suarez definitely would have used this kind of defense in 13-14, but fortunately, there was nobody for him that time.
This is not a Liverpool.
That's your business. That's your business. What was that? But Luis Suarez, man, when you need him.
If Gerrard did not sleep, he would have won. Just saying it.
Oh yeah, that's it. Ciao, guys.
Where did they go? Yeah, go. Where did they go?
You just know what my record today. Not the problem. I'm sorry. I said the apology, my guy. Yeah,
anyway, Madrid are back to winning ways. Hazard scored and assisted. This be the game for him.
Ultimate idea, boy. You they tell me something and give that guy a manager. No be idea boy, allow me. If you like me, start idea boy next match. I think we're calling this episode idea boy. We'll call an idea boy. That's the name of the episode, man. See, you really think you want to give somebody the job off of one good Hazard performance?
No, I'm not saying.
You're not saying. They are saying.
Oh, yeah.
They are jokers.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Man.
All I can say is Madrid fans, just take your positives from the game.
Okay.
Your big money player played well. Hopefully you get more performances from him. And just see how you can build on from there.
I mean,
pray for your manager's health. I don't understand how you want to fire a man that's not even in good health.
It's not about firing him. Like, their youngies are, let the other guy go. Their youngies are not playing much. I mean, Jovic is back in what they call it.
Frankfurt. And he's doing well. Scored 3 goals now.
3 goals. In 4 shots, like, look at that.
That's a good player.
You see what I'm saying, man? You understand? Their youngins are starving at the club, so that
they're starving, they're not seeing chances. Minutes,
so like,
there's one 37 year old Aguayo that refused 35. My bad. Yeah, I had extra 2 years, but you know he looks ever young. Yes.
But he's just fine. He's playing well now. Playing Modric.
I think Aslas, he's being stingy with his skill set. He's not helping the other. You know, they say the young shall grow, but clearly Luka doesn't believe in all that nonsense. Because he is just, you know.
He's still young now.
I'm talking about sharing that knowledge with the younger ones. He's hoarding the knowledge. Either that or they don't know book.
Yeah.
They don't know book. They know Sabi book.
It was a clip of when they got knocked out in the Copa del Rey. It was a clip of Marcelo telling Vinicius to mark the goal scorer. The person actually scored the goal. And Vinicius just, you know, let him go and
yeah. Idea boy know they mark now.
Yeah, another idea boy. Yeah,
they play to you. You can't let them discover them this period. Twitter is a wonderful tool.
Quickly, let's talk about Barcelona. Back to winning with the ball. They won in the Copa.
Messi's still out, so I'm not going to say anything. I mean, their chances wait or without Messi. That's always the caveat, you know. Would they do it without Messi?
They
keep weak. See, all of them happy for him. I don't know whether. They don't go, you know.
The guy, their manager.
They get, yes. He doesn't really know what he's doing right now, but he's just happy to be here. Happy to be at such a great club like Barcelona. Club with such history, you know. That's what he's there for.
Those ceremonial.
Historical. Okay, let's not make fun. Ideas are needed in football, though. Please don't get us wrong. If you're a first time listener and you're just getting into football, please. You need ideas. I don't think we have any non-football fans that just stumble on. But I mean, if you stumble, welcome.
Welcome.
Don't support Liverpool. They only break your heart. Which kind of struggle podcast we doing? Like, why we not get any winners for this? We need Pere back.
Yeah, man, we need Pere back. Man. Bubbly,
ah.
Be so good. Like,
you. My guy. I love him, but today lose match against his team. Very stressful.
Anyway, let's say our goodbyes, man. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to go. That's the problem right now.
You still need to. We have time. If you want to unleash more things, you understand? Like, you want to let some things out, you know?
I wanted nothing to unleash. Sheffield are going down. Shaka are going down. What else is going down again?
Your boy is going down. Rooster, idea boy.
Rooster is going down too. Idea now. All I can say is that we had two idea boys and we let the younger one go. That's all. The guy we crouch name in picking after.
Oh, Divock. What a lovely finish to the bar, man.
I always say, man, I don't know why why didn't he just take the gamble and keep Rooster. I will never know why, but I mean,
anyway,
I'll see you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. TMJ will be back with FPL tips. I'm sure he uses ideas.
Abeg, stop this recording. Bless you something to do you. Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.